Blog Talk Radio.
John, Circle of Life. What a beautiful song. Makes you think of a lot of things, don't it?
Welcome, everybody, to the Linnea Star Show. Always here on Monday, as Linnea is always bright and shiny and ready to bring you a lot of great connections to help you and keep you well. And always an amazing time here with Linnea. So call on in. It's a 30-minute show, so don't wait around for next hour, because Linnea will be gone. So this is your opportunity to call on in. We can never get in at all the people that call in. So the number to call in is 347-884-8245 is the number. And once you call in, make sure you press the 1 on your phone if you want to speak to Linnea. It's very important. Otherwise, we won't come to you because you'll be in the listening category, which is fine. We're glad to have you. just a quick reminder, our next psychic show will be tonight with psychic cop Chuck Bergman. Will be here at 9 p.m. Eastern Time with Angel Lady Marilyn together as our psychic roundtable for Monday night. Hope you can join us 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central, 6 Pacific Time, only on Journey in the Light. Okay, as you guys are calling on into the show, we're going to bring in Linnea Star to the show. And let's see here. Okay, got a lot of digits here. Linnea, welcome back.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on your show. And you're such a wonderful light worker with such a kaleidoscope of gifted people. And I look forward to educating, entertaining, and enlightening everybody. Thank you again, Michael. I appreciate it.
Well, it's glad. Always good to have you here. And you're always so kind. And always enjoy the time with you. Very much.
Thank you. Awesome.
So let's see who's on the line here. Always interesting to see who you get and the connections. So they're always great. So are you ready?
I am. Let's go. Full speed ahead.
Okay. Great. Let's go to area code 412, I believe, in the Pittsburgh area. Can we get your first name? 412 area code. Are you there? We can't hear you.
I think they dropped off the planet.
Okay.
Sorry.
We'll go to area code 267. Welcome. Can we get your first name, where you're calling from?
Sure. Dee from Pennsylvania.
I'm sorry, what's your first name?
Dee?
D-E-E. Oh, okay, great. Nice to talk to you. Have we talked to you before?
I've called in before, but I don't remember talking to you before.
Oh, well, I thought I remembered you, but that's okay. Do you have a question that you'd like to address to the stars tonight to see what they shine down for you? What would you like to ask?
I was wondering if I can get a general. Is that okay? Reading?
Sure, and I do remember your voice, so I am going to say I think we might have spoken, you know, several weeks ago. They are showing me a moving truck. Are you moving? They're showing me a new residence. Is somebody moving around you right now? Would that be you?
No, it's not me. Sorry.
Well, then someone close to you. Oh, well, then are you hoping to have a new residence within the next 4 to 5 months?
Not that soon, but eventually, yeah.
They're telling me that there's a move. No, they're telling me there's a move around you. And they're giving me the month of December. Do you have a connection to December at all?
No. My son's birthday is in December.
Well, yeah, you do have a connection, sweetie. You have a beautiful boy that's born in December. So two things are correct. You're hoping to move, and that looks like it could happen soon. And you have a wonderful gift of life, a beautiful young child in December. They're showing me December 5th to December 15th. When is your wonderful child's birthday?
Oh, his birthday is the 29th.
All right. Well, there could be something new around him. How old is your little one?
Oh, he's 23. Sorry.
All right, well, he's a grown-up man, so I'm going to say there could be a new job around him. Is he married yet, the young man?
No, he's not.
All right,
married.
Well, there could be romance. Well, you know, you gave birth to him, and now he's of age to find somebody as a soulmate. And they're also giving me the name John. Do you have someone with the name John or Jonathan around you?
Not that I can think of right now. No.
But it could be in your work. So I'm going to say listen for the name John, Jonathan in your work. Listen for a move, you know, I think before the end of spring, early summer, and a new romance around your wonderful son. What do you do for work?
I work with human services.
All right, well, I'm just going to say, are you enjoying your job? Are you looking for another venue? Are you wanting to move up in your category?
I'm going to be there for a couple of years, but my job is changing there.
All right, well, I'm going to say there's a lot of flux around you, so it just says mobility in your living arrangements, and it says a venue in your work could be an increase in what your salary is. So good luck. Let us know what comes true, and it looks like your son has a soulmate on the way. So good luck. Have a great week. Let us know what comes true. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for your call there. And let's go next to Pittsburgh. And Pam, welcome to the show.
Oh, no. Hi, Lania. How are you?
Yeah, we spoke. Hi, we spoke yesterday. Am I correct? Didn't you call me?
Yeah, a couple of times I called you to try to get a meeting.
My home phone, yeah. Well, gee, Pam, how many times have you called into the show? But that's okay.
No, this is only the second time. I've only called once before.
I know, but you called me several times and emailed me. So what would your question be so we can pinpoint what it is that you're hoping to find out about?
Well, I'd be glad to pay for a private reading, honestly.
No, that's not the point. The point is, what would your question be that you would be happy with?
Any new romance coming in my life?
Yeah, I think I told you before that I saw someone that you don't know riding in on a white horse. Usually that means
no,
a soul.
I never asked you that question before.
I'm kind of remembering in our private conversations, I saw someone new coming into your life. I got a good memory. That could be in the next 6 to 8 months. And when was your last romance? Was it recently? Was it a while ago? When was your last connection?
Well, I broke off with someone at the end of October.
All right, well, I'm going to say it looks like someone new is coming in over the summer. I'm seeing July as being a very strong connection to this person. He's showing me a lot of gold color, which means there'll be a strong connection to him and to you. And they're also showing me New York around you. Do you have any connection to New York City at all, the Manhattan area?
No, not at all.
Well, look at my website, Pam, LineaStar.com, and you'll see a lot of prophecy people. You know, they write in to say what's come true for them. So I'm going to say in July there could be a New York connection. The man that might come into your vibration could have a connection there. He might have worked there or lived there. And they're telling me that you'll live happily ever after. So I'm going to say it looks like this is your year to find the knight and on the white horse. So let us know what comes true, and good luck with the romantic venue.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, take care now. Bye-bye.
Okay, and if you would like to reach Linnea Starr, you can reach her at her website, LinneaStar.com. The link is right here on the show page. And the phone number to call, if that's easier for you, is 978-549-7802.
978-549-7802. Thank you so much. And the thing is, with Prophecy, Michael, as you would know, prophecy takes a little bit of time. It doesn't happen within 24 hours. So if you do see a forecast for someone's life with a job or a romance or a move, they just have to be patient for the universe to make the connections that will make them the happiest. Prophecy, you have to be patient and wait for. So I just wanted to, give a heads up to people that are looking to the future. You kind of have to wait until the opportunities are afforded to you, and then you walk through the door and you reap the benefits of what's the best for your best life.
Amen. Let's go to the next caller here, 724 area code. Can we get your first name, where you're calling from?
Yes, this is Mandy from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, hi, how are you? I hope you're having a good week. How did you hear about the show? Have you listened to the wonderful broadcast before?
Yes, I do. Well, I listen regularly. I'm going overall in a very hard time period, so it helps me, to be honest with
you. Yeah, that's great. Thank you. They sent me a birthday cake. They're singing happy birthday. Does someone have a birthday around you quite close to you right now?
Mine was just February 2nd.
Hi. Well, guess what? Ding, 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 ding. On the trifecta scale, we got to... Got you a birthday there, girl, so just saying. And where is your wonderful mother? Where is your birth mother now?
Well, my birth mother is probably about 15 minutes away from me, but I'm not to her, to be honest with you.
That's all right. Well, it just said there could be some very good news around that particular lady. And they're giving me April around you. Do you have a connection to April at all?
My father passed away 4 years ago, April 1st.
All right, I'm sorry. So I'm going to say I think it might
Thank
be your
you.
Father that was, I'm sorry for that, the profound loss. Your
I
father says
that.
That, yes, of course, and your father was the one that I think sang happy birthday for you. And what town did your dad live in? What state?
He lived in Pennsylvania, southwestern PA.
All right, and why does he say Philip? He's giving me the name Phil or Phyllis or Philip. Do you have anybody with that name around you?
No, ma'am.
All right, well, that's coming into your life somehow. I hear Philip. What do you do for your work?
I have a newborn. I'm not working right now.
All right, so you're a full-time mother. Very important time in your life. And your father wants you to know that he knows about the baby. So I'm going to say that as time goes on and your child is a little bit older, sometimes children don't have a filter and they start to respond to stimuli from the other side. So when your child is a little bit more, you know, active and you can notice cues from him. Is it a boy?
Yes. I have an 11-year-old boy. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, they're showing me the little boy, and your father says somehow he's going to make a connection to let you know that he knows about that little boy. Why is he showing me the letter S around you? Does someone have the letter S in their name at all?
No, nobody that I can think of.
Well, he's giving me the S, so I think S is for success. And I see money coming into your life. So there's financial success and the baby. I'm going to say, how old is the little one, the newborn?
He's 3 months old. I have an 11-year-old as well.
Before. I think you've called in before. Wasn't it about an issue with one of the fathers? Did you call a while ago about
the custody with the 11-year-old before the holiday?
Yeah, you've called before. I have a really good ear for voices. So happy to hear from you again. Your dad's letting you know that he does know about the wonderful family life you have. He says you were very special to him, and I hope that that brings you some kind of comfort. How old was your wonderful dad when he passed away?
He was 58.
All right, why does he say Robert? Bob.
I don't know. Only Bob I know is my son's van driver for school.
No, Robert has something to do with medical. There's good medical news coming. I think it's around your birth mother. So good luck with the money that I saw coming in. Your father says he's going to send some cues, and that would let you know that he knows about your beautiful family. And he says success with custody. So I hope that that comes true for you. Have a good night.
Thank you, Linnea.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You as well.
I will.
All righty.
We seem to get a lot of recallers, and that's really nice, but, you know, I think they should give other people a chance to make a phone call. That's just my personal feeling. So if you have called before, we're thrilled about it, but I think I would like to have a new cadre of callers calling, and that's just my personal opinion. I had to express it.
Okay, very good. Let's get a brand new caller here coming up here from Massachusetts. Charlene, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yes, you've got a brand new person. I've never heard of you, so your wish has come true.
Thank you. The universe heard me. The radio gods heard me. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yes.
You know, you love to hear from everybody. You really do. But, you know, after a while when someone's called a few times, it's time, you know, just to let another vibration come through quite succinctly. They're asking me about your mother. So where is your wonderful mother, your birth mother?
She's gone. She's been gone for many years.
All right. I think that's who's talking to me. She's showing me Ireland. She's telling me to show you Ireland, Cork, County Clare, and County Mayo. Does someone have a connection to that part of the beautiful country of Ireland around you?
Well, the my sister, I gave my sister a gift through Ancestry.com for
right.
her to have her DNA done.
Okay.
And because she has done extensive family tree, and it
right.
came up that the highest amount was Irish.
Okay. So you have a DNA component. I'm going to say I see a trip to Ireland. So is someone telling you that they might take a trip to that part of the world? Have you heard about that yet?
No.
All right, well, it could be a trip to Ireland. And why did they say Susan? Do you have a Susan or a Suzanne around you?
Well, my girlfriend Kathy's, her son died, but he was married to a Suzanne.
All right, I said Suzanne, so I'm going to say there could be some news. Do you keep in touch with your friend who was that with her daughter-in-law at one point in time? Do you keep in touch with her?
Well, she's been kind of keeping to herself, but she was born in Scotland.
All right, well, I'm going to say I think it's a trip to Ireland. I think the gentleman in spirit brought back a lovely name of a spouse that, you know, you're familiar with, her mother-in-law. And your spirit guide keeps telling me news of the stomach. So is someone having any kind of stomach issues around you? Any kind of digestive things that they're trying to change? Would that be you?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to say whatever physician you're with, I'm going to say it could be a new regimen of eating, maybe some kind of nutritional uplift to kind of help you feel better. And what do you do for work? What is your venue?
I really don't.
All right, well, I see
don't.
You volunteering. Do you volunteer at all? You seem to have a very compassionate kind of vibration. I think you might do well in a hospital or a hospice setting or working with people that really need to have some kind of compassionate care. Have you ever thought of that at all?
I help as many people as I can, yes.
All right, well, they're showing me a compassionate connection, and they're giving me the letter M around you. Do you have anybody with the letter M at the beginning of their name right now?
Well, my mother.
All right. Well, they say Mary. Do you have a Mary anywhere?
My God, yeah.
And who's Mary to you?
Well, there's more than one Mary, but Mary Margaret, does that help you?
All right. Who is Mary Margaret?
Well, my cousin Helena's daughter is Mary Margaret. And also a boyfriend that left me, his mother, Mary Margaret, I had a dream about her name before I even met him. And she's
right.
Now passed. But
I'm going to say that when you have your dreams, you should write your dreams down. Your dreams are a key to some of the psychological things you're going through. Were you hoping that this gentleman might connect with you again? Did you want him to come back into your life?
Only if that's what he wants, because if he doesn't want, I wouldn't force it.
No. I'm just going to say you might have a connection with him. It seems to be maybe a reconnection from a while ago. And why are they showing me Dorchester, Mass? Does someone have a connection to Dorchester at all? What town do you live in?
I live in Salem.
All right, well, I'm going to say I see Dorchester, some connection there. And they're showing me September around you. So I'm going to say between now and September, there could be a new volunteer opportunity that you might afford yourself to getting involved with. I think the dietary change is going to help you to feel better. And they say Anne. Do you have an Anne or an Anna around you at all?
Well, I had a
middle name.
Oh, I have a girlfriend, Anne.
All right. Well, Anne is someone in your vibration, someone who's a friend of yours and is very supportive. So I'm going to say it looks like this year might be a happier time for you. So So think about, you know, the volunteer work that I hear coming to help you. Think about your stomach issues that I think you're addressing. And I think you'll get to reconnect with the gentleman whose mother's first name was Mary. Good luck, and let us know what comes.
Oh, thank you,
thank
you so much.
Well, thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye now.
Okay, we thank you for your call there. We appreciate you. And let's see here, looking on the boards, and let's take in, well, what happened to my boards? there we go.
Your college
let's, I'm always prepared, but for a minute there, I went blank. New Jersey and Laura, welcome to the show. Got about three minutes.
Thank
Hi,
you
how are you?
Call.
Yeah, thank
good,
you for calling
you?
In. Yeah, how about you? You sound, you have a great energy in your voice. What is your question tonight to show the stars, to give you a direction? What would you like to request?
I would like to know, I've been looking for work for a while now, and I've been interviewing, phone interviews in person and all that. And last week, last Thursday, I had a phone interview for a permanent full-time position in the Pittsburgh area. And
great.
I'd like to know if... Yeah, I'd like to know if I'm going to get that job or maybe a 6-month contract or something different. But I
well,
don't know.
I was going to say, I think it's a pretty positive thing, and I think they're going to ask you to take the temporary train you and have you on board. So I'm going to say I would go for it. I think they're going to have you come out there for a meet and greet. Have they mentioned that? Would they like you to come out and meet them in person?
They haven't said that yet. After the phone interview, she told me she was going to pass my resume on to the hiring manager.
Somebody else. Okay. Well, I think you have a very good chance. Why they say Patricia, Patrick, Pat? Do you have somebody with that name in your life right now?
I don't have anybody by that name in my life right
now. Well, I hear that in the work. I hear a Patricia or a Patrick. I think that it's very positive for you, and I think that they'll have you come out there and try to connect with them. Why are they showing me Temple University? That's in Pennsylvania. Does someone have a connection there?
No. Maybe
well,
there's a job there that they're trying to tell me about.
Well, they're showing me Temple University, which is in, you know, I think in Pennsylvania. And they're telling me that by summer, it looks like you could relocate there on a temporary basis, and by fall, it looks like they're telling you, listen, we really, really like your work. We'd like you to sign a full-time contract. What do you do for your venue? What is your expertise?
I develop training.
So all right,
so
there might be some
training.
Travel. Okay, there might be some travel, and I see you going to Temple University. So maybe you're going to be doing a program where you get to, you know, take this on the road. Would you mind the travel? Would you, you know, you wouldn't be upset with any kind of travel, would you?
No, I'd be good with it, but only up to like 50%. I wouldn't want to do more than that.
Yeah,
I've
that
done
I
that
can't
in the past.
I can't see that, but they're showing me Temple University. They're showing me Chatham University, which is also in Pennsylvania. So I think that there's going to be something that you're going to be doing that promotes whatever venue they're doing. And they're showing me the Drexel Foundation. The Drexel Foundation is a huge entity out in Pennsylvania. The Drexel Foundation does a lot of charities and does a lot of college things, too. So good luck. Let us know what comes to it. Looks like your job is in the bag. Good luck with it.
Oh, great. Thank you very much. I appreciate
yes,
that.
Have a great night. Take care, Laura. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. Thanks for your call there. Linnea, been a great show, as always.
Thank you. Yeah, you win some, you lose some. So you just got to go with the punches. And, you know, as the things come true for people, I always say, just, you know, remember prophecy takes a little bit of time. I thank you so much for the opportunity, and I will see you next week. Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you then. Have a great
take
week.
Care. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye
okay.
now. Bye.
All righty. Great show with Linnea, always. Coming up next, James Peterson. So everybody call back in, reconnect to the show with James.